Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
With us now is the Speaker of the House, Dan Hawkins. Thrilled to have you with us, Mr. Speaker. Thank you for joining us, my friend. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, John. What happened to my music?
Well, you know, it is that time of year. When we have you on after the first year, we will go back to the Laura Kelly theme song, if that's okay. What happened to my music? You and Senator Marshall, he does the same thing to me when I don't play his theme song. So,
Yeah, we kind of get used to that music, and then when it's gone, it messes us up.
I know. I'll blame Phil.
Okay.
So let me see. One of the things I wanted to ask you about, you mentioned it at Pachyderm on Friday, and I happened to watch one of the local news stations actually covered it, was Christy Williams' testimony at the House Government Oversight Committee. They've been taking a look at diversity, equity, and inclusion policies at Kansas's public universities. And it was a great clip that they actually showed where she was asking, she caught one of these universities, literally one of them had expensed tanning beds. And of course, the university was sitting there kind of dumbfounded trying to figure out, they didn't try to explain it. They just sort of, yeah, that's correct. Somebody expensed tanning beds. But this is, first off, I'm glad to see the legislature doing this. But in some of your comments at Pachyderm, you made it sound like some of these universities are mad at you for even asking these questions.
Well, nobody likes to get caught. Nobody likes to have eyes on it. That's the cool thing about the Government Oversight Committee is it gives us an opportunity to look into things that generally we don't have time to during session. Session's a short time and you got a lot of work to do, and so you can't do some of those things. But certainly the Government Oversight Committee has become a very valuable committee, one that has allowed us to really dig into some issues that need to be dug into. In this case, DEI, we passed a bill during this last session, basically banning DEI, and now we found out that they haven't done as good a job as what we thought they had. And certainly the Government Oversight Committee was a place to really dive into it. We're going to find more. It's you know, we got some folks looking at it. They can come to the Government Oversight Committee and certainly share with the public so there's transparency of what's going on. So we're going to keep working on that. I think there will probably be another bill to tweak the statute that we passed this last year even further and hopefully weed out all the DEI that's going on in the universities.
You know, this isn't just a statewide thing that people can look at and they say, oh, this must be happening in Johnson County or something like that. I mean, I think it was last week or the week before where I shared the story that my friend at Libs of TikTok highlighted where it's happening right here in Wichita. The university, the director of student health services at Wichita State University, publicly, she was caught on a Zoom call where she publicly admitted that the university is hiding transgender services on their website. And she just said, well, it's for obvious reasons, but we're still providing these services, including gender-affirming hormone treatments. We just don't call it that anymore. This is the kind of stuff, though, that you in the legislature specifically told them not to do anymore. They're still doing it.
Sure. Yeah. And in fact, what a lot of times what they do is they just change the name or they just change it to something else. They're still doing it. So it's up. You know, it can be kind of a game of cat and mouse sometimes where, you know, they don't like what, you know, what the public thinks. And, you know, higher ed's it's a different animal. Certainly, you know, a lot of the professors are liberal. They don't like being told what to do. But quite frankly, you know, the public does not want to send their kids to an institution that's going to indoctrinate them. And that's what a lot of this is just indoctrination. And so we're trying to root that out, and we're going to continue rooting around until we get rid of it all. So that's just one of those things we're just going to continue with until we feel it's eradicated.
So that's my next question is what actions can you do? I mean, what's like, for example, the case with WSU, case with some of these other, there was, you know, the incident that they found in a textbook at K-State. What is the actions that the legislature can take to rectify this?
Well, there's two different.
Because, and I'm sorry to interrupt, but the other factor here is if they keep doing this, the state's in danger of having the federal government pull the funding.
Sure. Yeah, well, that funding doesn't necessarily come through us. A lot of that funding from the feds goes
exactly
to the universities, and they certainly can. But we have a couple of different remedies that we can take or actions we can take. Number one, a statute. We can pass a statute, or in this case, we passed one this last year. We can amend that and put even more guardrails on it. But in addition to that, we have the power of the purse here in the state. You know, so if they continue to push the limits and not do what our statutes say that they're supposed to do, then we can start taking away funding. And that always gets their attention. So yeah. Funding is an issue for universities, and that's probably the biggest thing we can do is just start removing funding if they don't do what they're supposed to do.
We're talking with the Speaker of the House, Dan Hawkins.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Another area that you mentioned again at Pachyderm on Friday was this issue with Governor Kelly still holding out defiantly, defying the president and his order regarding responding to data that is required by the states to comply. This is a head scratcher for me, Dan, because, you know, if the state gives money to a county or a city or municipality or a business, you know, if a small business gets a commerce grant from the Secretary of Commerce, he has to comply. And yet here you have Governor Kelly refusing to comply with the federal government.
Well, there's a couple of things there. And if the listeners get the majority record, they'll see a lot of our commentary on that. Quite frankly, we believe that there's a reason why she doesn't want to give up that data. We believe that there's some stuff that she doesn't want people to see, whether it's illegal immigrants receiving SNAP, which I think there is, whether there's a lot of people on there that do not qualify, that are not eligible.
Yeah, I think that's probably right.
I think there's a reason why she's withholding that. It's only going to last so long because, soon the courts will finally rule on the federal government's case. And they have to rule in favor of the federal government because of what you just said. You know, when the federal government funds, and they totally fund SNAP, that's not state money, that's all federal money. When they fund SNAP, they have the right to the data, and it says it in there, and she knows it's in there. She is just bowing her back and not wanting to release it for her own reasons, which we believe we know why that is. And sooner or later, and sometimes justice moves very slow, sometimes the courts just move at a snail's pace, but ultimately they will rule. And when they rule in favor of the federal government, she's going to be forced to turn over those records. And when she's forced to turn over those records, we're going to find out exactly why and what she's been hiding out there. We call it the Kelly cover up. We believe it is nothing more than a cover up. And we're just going to continue pushing. I don't know how many times we've had it in the record, the majority record over the last 6 to 8 months. But we were the first ones to really start pushing on it. And we're going to continue that and not stop until she complies.
Dan, I know I'm taking up time on your Sunday evening. I got a couple more questions. Do you want to stick around? Or you want me to just get to them now?
Oh, I know what you're going to ask. So just get on with it.
All right. Well, first off, let me ask you, are you guys going to take up redistricting when you guys get back in January? We're only a few weeks away.
Oh, interesting. I wasn't anticipating you asking.
Oh, I'm getting to the other one.
Yeah. You know, I mentioned this at the Pachyderm too. You know, we've pretty much done all we can do. We had 10 folks who decided to not hold to what GOP, what our Republican caucus generally does, and that stick together on a procedural motion. And no matter what they say, it is constitutional, and the Constitution gives us a procedure to get into special session when the governor won't. And that procedure is to get 84 votes in that, or 84 signatures on a petition from the House members and 27 from the Senate. Senate got it. They had 29 out of 31 sign on. We had 10 of our members on the House Republican caucus that chose not to. And quite frankly, they're wrong in what they did. Quite frankly, what's the best way I put it? I'm very disappointed in them. Very disappointed in the fact that we had several things to get done. Redistricting was one of them. It's going to be really sad if if in the next election, the House is lost by one seat and Kansas refused to do it, I guess those 10 people can take it on their own shoulders and say, you know, we cost our country a lot over the next 2 years just by doing that. So it can be on their conscience, certainly not on my conscience. I did everything I could to get it done. You know, unless something changes, we won't take it up because, quite frankly, I don't have the votes.
If the Senate, do you think the Senate will take it up?
No, not unless we can get there.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, it doesn't do them any good to do that.
Interesting. Okay. Well, that's a change. All right. So here's the other one you knew was coming.
Well, now I don't control the Senate.
That's
true. I'm just assuming that, you know, if we can't get there, why, unless they just want to make a point, which would kind of be funny, from a standpoint of those people would then have to take a vote, but and then they really get called out in the next election. So I don't know. I guess that's kind of amusing for me. I guess it could still happen, but I just don't see why we would do that if we don't have the votes to do it.
Interesting. Okay. All right. So here's the other one. I'm holding in my hands a screen capture of a picture from Kansas Department of Commerce. Governor Laura Kelly and Lieutenant Governor David Toland invite you to join them for a special event Monday, December 22nd, 3 p.m. at the Docking State Office Building. It's for tomorrow at 3 o'clock. It's a big shindig. I think we all know what the shindig is. Tomorrow at 3. Care to elaborate what this might be at tomorrow at 3 o'clock with you and the governor and Ty Masterson and members, representatives from the Kansas City Chiefs?
You know, it says a lot right there, doesn't it? But no, I don't have anything to say about it. Quite frankly, there again, our governor is probably the worst at getting out over her skis, and quite frankly, I think she's out over her skis in doing that. Rather presumptuous, I would say, in the fact that there's been no presentation to the LCC yet. There's been no vote from the LCC yet, and she goes out and puts out publicly that she's going to have a special announcement. Wouldn't it be a horrible thing if that announcement didn't happen because the vote went wrong?
Yeah, well, and we all know that Jackson County's trying, you know, they're doing a big scramble.
You know, if I said what I really want to say right now, I'd probably really cause a stir. So I'm just going to keep my mouth shut and not say what I'd like to say. But suffice it to say, our governor, again, getting out of her skis, running her mouth about something that she ought to just keep quiet until something happens.
You know, what I do think is so funny is it's obvious when I saw this notice that she was trying to take credit for something she had nothing to do with. And that's what it seemed like to me is, oh, look at what I've done. I'm going to take credit for it when, as far as I'm concerned, she had nothing to do with it.
John, I got to tell you, if you polled our members, they get so tired, so just literally fed up to the top of their head with the governor taking credit for stuff that she had nothing to do with.
Yep.
It happens over and over and over again. And let's just talk about sales tax on food. That's probably one of the best ones. That you would think that was her idea. And whose was it? It was Derek Schmidt.
Yep.
Derek Schmidt brought that up, was the first one to ever bring it up in a campaign. You brought it up, I don't know how many times, one session, 12 times,
yes,
or something like that.
12 times.
But you would think that Governor Kelly shepherded that through the legislature and got it all done on her own. And yes. And I am telling you, she had nothing to do with it. She got to sign the bill, make it law, and now it's hers. Well, good luck, Governor Kelly.
I had a sneaking suspicion that would probably be your answer to both of those questions.
You just have a way of getting my dander up on a Sunday evening, John.
Well, that's why they pay me the big bucks, Dan. Well, I wish you all the best. with your meeting tomorrow, and you enjoy your meeting at 3 o'clock at the docking building with the governor, Dan.
You're just kind of rubbing it in, aren't you?
Hey, if it makes you feel any better, I did not get an invite. It was forwarded to me. She must have forgot to send me my copy of the invite. So
I understand it's now a public event.
Oh, is it now public? Wow.
I think it's public. I think anybody can come now.
Whoa, she really is. Whoo. Wow, that's pretty arrogant. But
it was out on what was it, yesterday or the day before I saw it out? I think it was yesterday I saw it on Facebook.
Oh wow. Yeah. She's cocky.
From the Department of Commerce.
Wow. Okay. Well.
Yeah.
And you know,
you can tell how much I really love our governor.
Don't mince words, Dan. What do you really think? If I don't talk to you before then, brother, I wish you a very Merry Christmas and have a fun time tomorrow afternoon, buddy.
Yeah, thank you a bunch there, John.
I love you, brother. We'll talk to you. Oh, by the way, I know you're running for insurance commissioner.
Yes, absolutely.
What's the website if folks want to make a donation or get information?
I believe it's HawkinsForInsurance.com.
There we go.
I should have my assistant sitting here to tell you, because half the time I don't pay any attention to the websites, but I'm pretty sure I'm right on that one, HawkinsForInsurance.com. But even more importantly, John, though, if you want to get the majority record, go to DanHawkinsKansas.com. Go to the bottom of the page, sign up, and you will be a part of 17,000 other people to get my email newsletter every Friday morning at 6 a.m.
I get it. And it's a good one to subscribe to. Brother, I appreciate you. Have a Merry Christmas. I'm sure we'll talk soon.
Hey, you have a Merry Christmas too, John, and good luck next year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.